Zimbabwe.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 13th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Chris Gande.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks once again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening, we are discussing about COVID-19, the decline in deaths and new cases, and the vaccination drive.
We are also going to continue with our discussion on the diaspora vote and the diaspora policy. The government is crafting the Zimbabwe diaspora policy that aims to harness social and economic contributions of locals living abroad, diaspora voting, and dual citizenship.
But first, the health ministry reported yesterday that two people died from COVID-19, while 141 new cases were recorded countrywide. And as at yesterday, Zimbabwe had 132,016 confirmed cases, including 125,693 recoveries and 4,645 deaths. To date, a total of 3.1 million people have had their first doses of COVID-19 vaccine, while 2.4 got their second doses.
Ongu wadio watereri ni watariri nasi mchirongwa chilishe diaspora live talk. Chirikutarisa nyaya ye dendare COVID-19 munyika. Iutinonzwa kuti wandu wevanhu varikushaya urikuramba uchipira. Tichitarisa nezuro chete kwakafa vanhu vaviri. Kwakaitawo vamwe vanokwana kuita zana nemakumi mana nemumwe chete 141 vakawanikwa vaine denda iri. Izvo zvakasiya vanhu vabatwa nedenda irori nyika yose vasvika pa132,016 kana kuti zviuru zana nemakumi matatu nezviviri negumi nevatanhatu kuchitiwo vanhu vafa necovid-19 kubva patanga chirwere ichi munyika. Vakasvika pazviuru zvina nemazana matanhatu nemakumi mana nevashanu kana kuti 4,645. Tichitarisa kune vari kubayiwa nhomba, hurumende iri kutarisira kuti dai panosvika kupera kwegore inge yabaya vanhu vanokwana kuita mamiriyoni 10 kana 10 million, asi tinoona kuti kusvika nezuro kwakangodarika zvishoma mamiriyoni matatu vanhu vakabayiwa nhomba yepiri 3,183,314. Kuchiti vakabayiwa ndino urombo, avo ndevanhu vakabayiwa nhomba yekutanga 3,183,314. Vanhu vakabayiwa nhomba yekutanga, vakabayiwa nhomba yepiri vanga vangopfuura zvishoma mamiriyoni maviri ndeyekusvika pa2,428,540. Inhamba iri pasi zvikuru tichitarisa kuti hurumende inotarisira kuti panosvika kupera kwegore inge yabaya zvikamu makumi matanhatu kubva muzana kana kuti 60%. Kana kuti 10 million zvehuwandu hwevanhu vana veZimbabwe. Tichatarisawo nyaya yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika neurongwa huri kuitwa nehurumende wediaspora policy inonzi Zimbabwe diaspora policy. Ndofunga vari kugadzira mitemo inobata vana veZimbabwe munyaya dzemabhizimusi dzehupfumi dzemabasa nezvimwe zvakadaro. Kana kutovaka kumusha kwako chaiko ndezvimwe zvinhu zviri kutariswa kuti vana veZimbabwe vangaita sei vari kunze. Asi tinoona kuti chinanyo chemerwa nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze inyaya yekuti vanoda kuti vanga vachibvumidzwa kuvhota vari munyika dzavagere, pamwe chete nekubvumidzwa kuita zvizvarwa zvenyika mbiri pamusoro pezvimwe zvese zvingadai zvichinzi nehurumende ichaita. Divi rehurumende takanzwa vachichema kuti havana mari kana zvikwanisiro zvinoitwa tinovanga vachitumira vanhu kunyika dzose kuti vanhu vakwanise kuvhota vari kunyika dzavagere. Then wokouya nyaya yakasimudzwa nebato rezanupf riri kutaurawo iri kuti aiwaka mutambo hawakaterama yenganzi level field playing field haisi level aiwa. Vari kuti ivo nenyaya yemasanctions kune vamwe vasingakwanisi kunge vachizoendawo kune dzimwe nyika iko kune vana veZimbabwe vachitsvaga rutsigiro mamwe mapato akaita saiwo zanupf nenyaya yezvirango. Saka ndeimwe yenyaya iri kuitawa kuti ndofunga zvidzosero kumashure, asi tinotarisira kuti zvichagadziriswa. Tiri kunzwa zvakare kuti mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika Vice President vaConstantino Chiwenga vari kuUnited Arab Emirates uko kuDubai kwavari kusanganawo zvakare nevana veZimbabwe vari ikoko vachinzwawo zvichemo. Ndofunga ndo dzimwe dzenyaya dziri kusimudzwa nevana veZimbabwe kwese kwavari. Chris
yepo kambe jonga siyabonga izulu kandaba siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum lapho-ke esixoxa lezi zalwane zeZimbabwe ezisemazweni sixoxa ngendaba esiphathelane leZimbabwe. Lamhlanje-ke sile ndaba ezimbili esizibambayo siyaqala sikhangele yona ehluphayo lezi nsuku indaba ye-coronavirus. Sikhuluma kanje izolo kuthiwa kulabantu ababili ababulewe ke yi-COVID-19 kuthi ke abangu-141 babanjwa ke igciwane le-coronavirus. Ye, kuyatshengisa sibili kuyathembisa ukuthi amanombolo angani ayehla nxa siqathanisa ke lawa amaviki ambalwa adluleyo lapho kade sekusifa abantu abafika bona phose ikhulu ngelanga. Kodwa ke kathesi siyabona sebe babili nje kuphela ababulawa ke yi-COVID-19 ngelanga. Ye, sikhangele njalo uhlelo lokuhlaba ijekiseni yokuvikela ke i-COVID-19. Siyabona ukubana kulabantu asebedlula bona izigidi ezimbili asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala kuthi ke abahlatshwe esibili bayedlula bona izigidi ezintathu 3.1 million. Siphinde ke sikhangele udaba lwe-diaspora umthetho ozakhangela ke ulawula labo abahlala emazweni. Umthetho lo uthiwa uzakhangela indaba eziningi kakhulu ezibalisa ukuthi abantu bavunyelwe na ukuthi babe yizizalwane zamazwe amabili kumbe njalo lokunye ukukhangelwa ke ngumthetho lo esiza kubamba ke labo esibanxusile ukuthi basiphathise ke kuhlelo lwalamhlanje. Siyabona njalo ukubana sikhuluma kanje sizwa kuthiwa umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga usemazweni khonale eDubai lapho akubuthiwa khona ukhulumisana ke lezalwane zeZimbabwe edinga ke lo ncedo olungaphathisa iZimbabwe jonga.
Andizvozvo Chris nasi muchirongwa tine vadare vedu ndinoyeuchidza vateereri kuti svondo rapera takati tichikurukura nyaya iyoyi zvikuru yediaspora yakaita kuti pave nekunakidza zvakaita kuti vateereri nevatariri vakumbire kuti aiwaka chirongwa ichi munee machidimurira panzira madii kuchidzosa zvakare ndo zvaita nhasi kuti tidzose chirongwa ichocho. Saka zvatoda kuti tiite nhasi Chris totarisa nguva diki diki toipa kunyaya yedenda recovid-19 asi topedzisa kurukura nyaya yedu yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika. Saka iye zvino tine vadare vedu tina vainnocendi Ndivali. Vandivali ndinokugamuchirai muchirongwa. Bato EFF zviya?
EFF Zimbabwe, yes.
EFF Zimbabwe, ndizvozvo. Ndaitira kundisadaidza zvisizvo. Yes. Tina vachawanda dzokora zvakare. Vanoe sachigaro weMDC Alliance mudunhu reNorth America vadzokora tinogamuchirai muchirongwa.
Makadii mukanya jonga, makadii mukoma Chris, makadii mhuri yeZimbabwe yakateerera.
Tirivapenyu zvikuru. Pamusoro pevaviri ava tina varegise Vusango Charumbira vebato reZANU PF varipo zvakare. Saka nemukana watinenge tichiwana ndewekuti tinokwanisa kunge tipangori nevanhu vana vanenge vachitaura. Saka ndichati ndikataura ndozomboti svidurukei tichingochinjana kusviduruka kuitira kuti tose tipane mikana. But first of all Chris, maybe we can start by looking at the COVID-19 figures. Yesterday we heard from the Minister of Health that there were 2 deaths and 141 new cases reported. Mr. Ndivali, your take on that. Can we say there is a marked decline in COVID-19 new cases and deaths, or there is something that people are not looking at? Because some people are raising issues like, no, many people are not going to voluntarily get tested for COVID-19, and also the issue of vaccination. People are saying there should be mobile clinics, at least to help people, rather than people walking to clinics to have those jabs. Your take, Mr. Ndivali. Let me unmute you. I think you are muted. Okay, go ahead.
Well, thank you very much for having me today. I greet the panel and I greet my fellow panelists. There is indeed a marked decline of the this pandemic. We must very, very clear that, look, as I have often said, I think what is very, very important is that right from the onset, the government, under the leadership that we have, took this issue seriously. And I think there was a very clear, leadership in terms of spreading the information and making sure that people adhered to the guidelines that are there to safeguard our lives and ensure that people practice social distancing, wash their hands, and so on. But I think looking at the figures, if indeed we are going about what exactly has been reported, that only two deaths have been reported compared to what was happening in the previous weeks, where we had seen quite a number of people losing their lives. So there is a change. I think I want to also say that if you also look in terms of the vaccination, we are saying that over 2.4 million have been vaccinated and they've had their second vaccination, and over 3.1 million have had their first vaccination. So one can deduce from these figures and say that if the ones that have had the second vaccine can indeed go and have, or those who have had their first vaccine can indeed go and have their second, very soon, within a week or so, we can have over 5 million people vaccinated. So I think we are not doing badly. I think we must actually congratulate ourselves as a country. If you look, you juxtapose this to the population that we have, as well as the fact that vaccination is not a compulsory exercise. People have got to make their informed decisions, and people have got to also access these clinics. I've spoken very strongly that the government has got to make these vaccines accessible. It is very, very correct that such vaccines should be made in the form of mobile clinics so that the elderly and the disabled can access the vaccine from their own homes.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndivali. Mr. Jokora, may you kindly adjust your camera because it's okay, your face is cut in half. Yeah, I know. I think we can see you. What's your take on the topic?
It's not good enough. It's not good enough. If Zimbabweans are still dying, then it means we need to do more. 4 million Zimbabweans have so far died, and more can still die if we just relax. We cannot, as a country.
Can we correct that? It's not 4 million. It's 4,000.
Can I please finish? When you're speaking, I was quiet.
Just correct that one.
I was quiet when we're speaking. So as long as Zimbabweans are dying, we cannot afford to relax. We cannot afford to be complacent. We need to keep on doing everything that we can do as a country, as a nation, so that we save Zimbabweans. And now we know that the target is 10 million, and we are just slightly over 2 million of our people that have been given vaccinations. That's not also good enough. If you are missing a target, miss a target by 20%, miss a target by 30%, miss a target by 50%. But it's unacceptable to miss a target by 75%. We cannot come here and give praises on ourselves when Zimbabweans are dying, when Zimbabweans are getting sick as we are speaking right now. In fact, we should be asking questions, and I know ZANU-PF is here, and they are well supported by EFF. I would want them to tell us what has happened to the $1 billion that has been injected in our economy, not just in our economy, but in the health sector. You know, when a stone is thrown in water, a big stone is thrown in water, you see by the splashes, you can easily see that there is something that has happened. $1 billion was dropped in the health sector. Shouldn't we be seeing those mobile clinics? Shouldn't we be seeing people moving, you know, getting those vaccinations closer to where they are? Shouldn't we be seeing the nurses, the doctors, the health professionals celebrating right now? Shouldn't we be seeing some renovations or something going on with our dilapidated health facilities? $1 billion is a lot of money. Let's put it into perspective. You know, just $200,000 is enough to resuscitate both Mpilo General Hospital, Harare Hospital, and Mtare General Hospital. But we have $1 billion that was injected in the health sector. What has happened to that money? Has anyone been told? Has the government become transparent? Has the Minister of Health or the Minister of Health done anything to inform Zimbabweans as to the steps that the government is taking to make sure that that $1 billion get to the person in Weather, get to benefit at the person in Uzumba Maramba Fung? We don't know yet, but of course we have ZANU-PF here. They can tell us what's going on with $1 billion because as of now, there's no change whatsoever in the health sector.
Mm. Very interesting. Jonga, what?
Yes, I'm not sure whether Mr. Charumbira is readily available because I've been trying to raise him, but I am not seeing. Maybe you can give Mr. Ndibali the opportunity to respond, and then I will look for Mr. Vusango.
Yes, Mr. Ndibali, you heard there what the chief is saying there, that what's happening to this $1 million? Do you have an idea? Have you heard what's going on? Oh, you are muted. You are muted.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Yes. I'm saying yes, I'm not going to speak on behalf of ZANU-PF or the government because I'm not in the know about the $1 million, and I will not comment without any factual evidence. So the difference between us and other political parties is that we do not make things up. We look at evidence. We speak on superior logic. We do not just make sweeping statements. So I'm not going to comment on that one because I do not know. But let me respond. Let me start by correcting my esteemed gentleman here to say the people who have died so far since the pandemic started is not 4 million. It is 4,645. And the confirmed cases since the pandemic started is about 132,000. And the reported death today is 2 people. And the people who were being reported in the past were way over 2 people. So let us actually look at the figure that the government has said they want to make sure that is done within a period of time. They're talking about 10 million, okay? So what we have right now, we've had that more than 2.4 million have had their vaccine. They've had both the first and the second dose. And we've been told that more than 3.1 million have had their second vaccine. They've had their first. So meaning that in the next few weeks, you will have this figure, which is 3.1 million, having their second dose. So between the 2.4 million and the 3.1 million, in the next week, we will have over 5.5 million of people having had their vaccine. Okay, so we are way over half of 10 million. So it is not true that the government has missed in a very catastrophic, kind of way in terms of making the vaccine available. We must remember that we have seen developed countries actually working in a manner that is disenfranchising Africa, African countries, in terms of having access to the vaccine, in terms of the licensing of these vaccines. We've had problems whereby those who have got licenses to ensure that these vaccines are available in Africa have been working very slow. So our government is part of that community. That is the African community. So it is not fair for us as opposition leaders to just criticize for the sake of gaining people clapping for us. No, let us be very practical. Let us be opposition parties of substance, not protest organizations. Organizations that are protest organizations, they belong to pressure groups. They belong elsewhere. But if you are an opposition party, speak on figures and be honest. When the government does good, say they've done good and recognize that. When they've done bad,
can I come in 1 minute then?
But propose. Let's criticize and propose.
Okay. Thank you so much. You were saying something, Chief. I think you are muted. We can't hear you. There's something wrong with your... We can't hear you. Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear. I think we have a problem there.
Yeah, I don't know what Jokora is saying, but I'm muted. And you're teaching me. What Jokora is saying, I'm going to go. Ndirikuona zvakare vacharumbira anzoti vari kutinzwa here nokuti havasi kuoneka kusunga mufananidzo wavo asi regai tinzwe zvavakarumbira vanogona kunge vari kutaura vacharumbira vacharumbira
my brother Ndivale, I didn't even hear anything he was saying. I heard Jokora, but I didn't hear anything that the EFF representative was saying. So I also don't know if you're hearing me as well.
Yes, I am. I don't, Mr. Ndivale, do you hear him?
Yes, I can hear Mr. Usangu, yes.
Yes, in brief, he was saying that the opposition shouldn't be there to just criticize. They must come up with facts.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I think... I'll just wrap up because I think the questions that you were raised, because I know they both spoke for a bit. I think I'll start by talking about the COVID-19, the new cases, the death, and the recoveries. I think when we are looking at our numbers, it's very clear that the government of Zimbabwe is doing everything possible to make sure that the numbers keep declining. However, we know that there are no experts in dealing with COVID-19. Every government is trying to minimize the number of deaths, minimize the number of casualties, minimize the number of those new cases. And also, the governments are, especially the government of Zimbabwe, it's continuing with the mantra of making people understand that COVID is real, and also to continue with the protocols and the guidelines that the government has set up, to continue washing hands, mask up, sanitizing, social distancing. But what I've realized about our people, and it happens all over the world, once our people relax a little bit and they don't hear people dying in their area or in their localities, they start mingling, they start abusing those protocols and those guidelines, and there we have new cases rising, and then that will lead to people dying again. So our people need to know that there is no country in the world that has taken COVID-19 as a done deal. Every country is struggling to make sure that COVID-19 is eradicated. New vaccines are going to come, but the ones that are available, people should continue to use those vaccines. People should continue vaccinating if it's possible. People should continue social distancing, masking up, washing of hands and sanitizing. Those are the things that can help us to control the numbers of death, the numbers of the spread of COVID-19. I also go to the MDC Alliance, I guess, accusations. As we know that the MDC Alliance is a part of accusations. Everything, they accuse the government, they accuse everyone or any political party that align their ideas with the Zambia government. They shoot them down, they call them names, they talk them down, and they don't want anyone who speak good about the government of Zimbabwe. What they don't understand is, if there is another political party, opposition political party, that sees that what the government is doing is actually positive, and we should all as Zimbabweans not look at who is doing it, but how things are being done. If things are being done the right way, why can't we ululate and clap hands and applaud for that? And what we see is that the government, I mean the opposition party, MDC Alliance, the reason why people will say this party is foreign funded, this party is being run by foreign countries and foreign governments, it is because of the behavior that we see. It's anti-Zimbabweans. It's any Shona, Ndebele, whatever you can name, the behavior that we see from the MDC Alliance. You see that you can't have a political party that says, when we speak, people should listen. When others speak, it's rubbish. There is nothing like that. You cannot live in a vacuum. You live with people. You gotta be a government that is listening. You gotta be a political party that is listening. That's why we as Zambia government, we have called people to come to Poland, and even other political parties that are not in Poland, their voices can be listened to by the government, by the president, Comrade Edim Nangaga. We are willing to work with everyone, but we were willing to work with those that are willing to work with us. That's why even when it comes to COVID-19, we were willing to get our vaccines from those countries that are able to work with us. Those countries that have been working, those countries that wishes as well. We will not take aid and give all our people, take that aid from a country or from a government that does not support our values. So we are urging MDC Alliance to stop politicking and understand the wave of politics in our country and in the region. We look in South Africa, the oppositions are working with the government, even the way they debate in parliament. It's very constructive. Comrade Edim Nangagwa has created a conducive environment politically. So now you are talking about the Minister of Finance. You are already accusing that he has taken the money. Exactly how you accused the Zeki when they were waiting for their 5-day period to compile the numbers of all those who have voted so that the result can be very vigilant and very uncontested. We are seeing that behavior continues to come. The finance ministry is doing their job. They are doing their work. They are preparing their reports. Once they finish preparing a report, of course, there's parliament. They will make sure that they will table that to the parliament committee. And all the funds will be accounted for. So why then do you have to rush and already just accusing that there is something happening? Why are you saying that? That's why I said this is anti-Zimbabwean. The anti-Zimbabwean. This culture is a foreign culture. We are not to use this kind of culture that is coming from the MDC Alliance. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jokora. Respond to that. We give you 2 minutes to respond to that. Then we switch to the diaspora issue.
Let me thank my brother from EFF for correcting me for that, a mistake that I made when I said it's 4 million. It's 4,000. He is very right there. It was an obvious mistake. But I saw my brother going to the moon and the sun and getting excited about that. You know, that was just a mistake, say. And he was saying, he came here saying, He can't speak for on behalf of ZANU-PF, but I'm seeing he's doing a very good job, even better than Mangwana, you know, speaking on behalf of ZANU-PF. That's that's a very unfortunate. And they both ZANU-PF, Mr. Charumbira, and my brother from EFF, they are saying the MDC is criticizing. Nobody has been criticized here. All I challenged ZANU-PF and my brother from EFF was, can we have what the $1 billion that was donated to Zimbabwe, what it has been used for? If that is criticism, then I don't know how they define the word criticism. All we are saying is, let's be transparent as a country. Let's give the people of Zimbabwe the right information. Where is the $1 billion? We haven't seen its impact. $1 billion is a lot of money. It should be making an impact by now. And I did not say the minister has stolen any money or anyone has stolen any money. All we are saying is, let's have the numbers. Where is the money going right now? And I'm really shocked that Mr. Charumbira says that we don't take money from people that do not subscribe to what we are doing. We got money and we got help from our friends, the Chinese. But that $1 billion did not come from China. That $1 billion did not come from Russia. It came from those very same countries, America, United Kingdom, Europe, the very same countries that Mr. Charumbira and ZANU-PF are continually bashing. Isn't it an embarrassment? And I think if America and UK and the other officials can hear this broadcast, I don't think Mr. Charumbira will still be having his job, because the Americans, the British, have done well, have done a good job helping Zimbabwe. The Americans, America itself, has used over $1 billion in the past 10 years or so as aid to Zimbabwe. But they are being blasted here by Mr. Charumbira.
Chris, I think, thank you so much, Mr. Dlokora. Chris, I think we can now switch on to the diaspora issue, because last time we didn't finish the topic. I think we had little time to discuss that. But unfortunately, I can't see Mr. Ndivali. I don't know what happened to Mr. Ndivali. Oh, you can hear me, but I cannot see you on the screen for you to join the show. Okay, Chris, you can start the ball rolling on the diaspora issue.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Ndivali, you can log out and come back so that I can see you here staging.
So, Mr. Vusango, we had prior to the last election that they put the possibility of a diaspora vote. Now, what has changed? Do you know anything about whether there's going to be any vote?
Okay, thank you very much, Brother Chris. As far as the diaspora votes, I think we have mentioned quite some time that there's quite some logistical processes that are needed for us to have a clear diaspora vote for everyone. We have seen that after some statistics, we have seen that we have got Zimbabweans in almost every country in the world. So this diaspora vote is for everyone in the diaspora, regardless of which country they are in. So some of the countries where these people are, there are no embassies. I'll talk, for instance, in Poland. I was helping students in Poland to renew their passports and other things. And the nearest passport office is either to go to Russia or they can go to Netherlands. And we have lots of students over there, almost 5,000 students in Poland, almost 5,000 students in Ukraine, in that part of Eastern Europe only. So if we're going to say we want to consider diaspora vote, the government He has to be very careful so that we won't leave other people out. When we are going to have these votes, it has to be available for everybody who is able to vote. So by doing so, there is quite a lot of logistical processes that are needed. And the government at this point is working on those logistical processes. And once they are done, they will let us know. We are not going to be rushed by anyone who has got some ambitions so that we can make and fail. We were rushed during COVID-19 that this government should do this, should do that, especially with MDC Alliance. And we are not going to bow down to an opposition political party that lost elections to push us to do things that we know we're not ready to do. And we're not going to do it if we are not ready to do it. At this point, the government is not ready. And once they are ready, they are going to let us know. And even myself, I would have to travel to Zimbabwe or to a country where I know that I can vote. But I won't push the government because I know that they are not ready. Now, we want to be very clear that the ZANU-PF government is quite confident of 2023 and 2028. So we are not afraid of the elections. And we are not saying because if we don't, we are refusing to go ahead with the diaspora vote because we are afraid that we'll lose. We lose from who? We are losing from who? Who has done what? We are not, we have been working from the past election. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, the Vice President, Comrade Constantino Chiwenga, is in Dubai. What is he doing there? He's meeting with diaspora. For what reason? He's trying to find out and also to encourage people in the diaspora to invest back home and also to look at the investment that can come through the diaspora. So we are not afraid of that. We are trying to do as much as we can to engage. If you see the Vice President...
I think we are having... problems there with your audio, Mr. Sang. Meanwhile, we'll go to Mr. Ndivali. I think you heard what was said there. What's your contribution?
Yeah, I think it is very, very incumbent upon the government to ensure that they provide platforms or logistical processes that will enable the Zimbabweans who are in the diaspora to vote. A number of us, we've been going to Zimbabwe to vote, but it is very difficult for many other Zimbabweans who are engaged in various activities, including business, including education, including work. So it's very difficult. So if the platforms are made more accessible within the diaspora, within the countries, then Zimbabweans will be able to vote in their numbers. Because given the fact that Zimbabweans are demonstrating clearly that they love their country, they are investing in their country, they are sending massive remittances back home. And also, I have said this in the past that if the government can manage to connect with the diaspora citizens, it is possible that most of the citizens who are in the diaspora who are running businesses, like for example myself, fortunately I'm going to come back. They can even headquarter their business in Harare, in Bulawayo, and even assist the government to create jobs. But they cannot do that without being given the rights as citizens to vote. And we have even called for the government to look at providing a minister who is in charge or who is actually mandated to work for the diaspora, because we've got a big number of Zimbabweans who are in the diaspora. So we are calling for that. Again, the other thing is that what is surprising to me is that from my colleague in the MDC, I'm very much aware that they want elections today. They are calling for elections. They want us to rush into elections. But yet we've got so many things that we need to look at. We need to look at the electoral reform. We need even to look at this diaspora vote that we are discussing, which is why we must have dialogue, which is why we must actually sit around the table, have dialogue, consider these pertinent issues to ensure that Zimbabweans, wherever they are accorded their rights, they are given their constitutional right to vote. Because I believe that the government of Zimbabwe has the capability of facilitating those platforms, and they have the capability of enabling that every Zimbabwean is, you know, enabled to vote across, you know, various countries. I don't know whether...
Okay. I was saying before I go to Mr. Dzokora, or I give the mic to Mr. Dzokora, I wanted to throw a question to you, Mr. Ndivali, that do you agree with what the MDC Alliance did by coming up with a diaspora forum, diaspora affairs ministry? As you were saying, there should be a minister responsible for that. The MDC, we heard last week that they came up with such a ministry. What's your take on that?
Yes, it is indeed a very good step in the right direction. As I have often said, that we in the EFF, even if other opposition do good things, we will recognize that. We recognize that it is a good step in the right direction. EFF has always had, diaspora representatives across different countries. For example, we've got coordinators in various countries to push the diaspora vote. But what the MDC has done in terms of having some kind of a ministry within their whatever cabinet, it is a good thing. It is a good thing in the good direction. But what they need to do is to then go and join others. Go and sit down and communicate with others and put that across the table and say, look, this is what we have, this is what we believe, and this is what we believe that would be in the best interest of Zimbabweans. But if they are sitting there at the corner there crying, protesting, that is not helpful. That is not productive. So when they put up something like that, which is good, they need to take it to others so that we can have this conversation. This is why I believe that Comrade Monzora is not very, very wrong in terms of saying that let's prioritize dialogue. Let's have the politics of dialogue, the politics of, talking to one another, finding one another, so that we are not just anti-ZANU-PF formation, anti-individual formation.
Yes, Mr. Divalens, have you ever tried that? Have you ever invited other political parties for dialogue? Opposition parties?
Absolutely. In the past, I've engaged the leader of MDC, Comrade Chamisa, to just have a conversation about various things. But clearly, they play the big boys, they play the big brother politics, which they believe that they are too big. I've engaged Comrade Monzora, and we've got a meeting coming up with Comrade Monzora in the next few weeks. I've engaged ZANU-PF at different level, so that we can have a conversation. And we are actually going to be participating in our own right as EFF Zimbabwe in Poland, because as things stands, we are still within the Rainbow Coalition, which is represented in the Poland by Maima Tibenga. But we have said that EFF is a revolutionary movement. EFF is different in terms of its approach. So we cannot be represented by anyone. We want to represent ourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Dzokora.
Yes. Contrary to what Mr. Charumbira was saying, that ZANU-PF is not afraid of elections or giving the diaspora vote to the diasporans. Indeed, ZANU-PF is afraid. That's the reason why they've not elected the diaspora vote, even though Mr. Mnangagwa, said it in a public forum that he is going to introduce the diaspora vote. they know, ZANU-PF clearly knows, and it's public knowledge that they don't have the numbers in the diaspora. They don't have the support in the diaspora. The majority of the people that are here are actually running away from ZANU-PF persecution. They are running away from ZANU-PF-induced poverty in Zimbabwe. That's why people are in South Africa. That's why we are here. That's why people are in the United Kingdom. They are running away from ZANU-PF's inefficiencies in Zimbabwe. So I don't know how those people will turn out to vote for ZANU-PF. And ZANU-PF knows that. Even you, Vacharumbira, Ivava, Vanoshiziva kuti, Avana support in diaspora. Avana van. Anoshiti, the chairman, where ZANU-PF in Canada. Avana van, Vaina vanu tungamira Canada. It's just his executive, Neva Navacho, Namai Vacho, Zato Pera, Pokavati Hunzai database, Renjivan, Vamuno, Vanu, Vanu, Varuma Shure menu, Vamuno Timuno tungamira. Akuna, you go to the executive, yeah, UK, yeah, ZANU-PF, yeah, South Africa, Munoma America, Amuna Vanu, Vanosa Boda ZANU-PF, and that's the truth. And I know they will call it, Mr. Charumbira will call it criticism, but to us it's not criticism. We are just saying something that Mr. Mnangagwa himself said. If Mr. Jen Moyo was here of the MDCT, you'd be saying the same thing, because he is the one who asked the question to Mr. Mnangagwa when he was in New York. And he said, we are going to make sure that the diasporans vote. That was in 2018. Up to now, nothing has been done. Mr. Charumbira comes here and says, they need time, they need time. How much time does ZANU-PF need? They have had 40 years. How do you continue to ask for more time to do something that is good by your citizens, that is good by your people, that is good by the people that are keeping Zimbabwe going? As it is right now, the diasporans are keeping Zimbabwe going. We contribute $1.3 billion to the fiscals, and they should be grateful. The government should be grateful. Why do you want to continue receiving those remittances? Why do you want to continue receiving money from the people that you are denying their democratic rights?
If I can just...
Our right to vote.
Yes.
That's why the MDC Alliance, let me just say this line. That's why as the MDC Alliance, we have published papers, our smart papers, in our smart documents that talk about electoral reforms. We need electoral reforms in Zimbabwe. The playing field has to be level. And one of the our most important reforms is the diaspora vote.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dzokora. What I just wanted to say is, last month, Zimbabweans here in DMV area, Washington, Maryland, Virginia area, they had the opportunity to meet with the new ambassador, Mr. Chifamba. And that issue was also raised about remittances. And he pointed out that remittances are going to your families, guys, not to the government. What do you say?
No. That's very wrong. If an ambassador is saying...
go ahead.
That's very wrong. Because when the money goes into Zimbabwe, we're not talking about the help that is being given to the people that are supposed to be helped by the country, by the government. These people are supposed to be having jobs in the first place. We shouldn't be sending them money. We are sending them money because the government has failed to give them jobs. But besides that, when the money gets into the country, Muturi Nuwe takes 2%. When my grandmother goes to World Remit to take that money, Muturi Nuwe takes 2%. When my same grandmother goes to his father's shop...
I don't think that is the case, Mr. Dzokora. I've sent money to relatives. I've never heard them saying, you send $100, I got $98 or so. They get their $100.
For every transaction, I can bring you that police. For every transaction that is done in Zimbabwe with money, the government takes 2%.
So maybe they charge the agents, not the recipient. And
yes, either way, that money ends up with the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. That money,
Chris,
ends up in their coffers.
Chris, I know you want to say something.
Chris. I wanted to ask Mr. Ndivali, what he makes of
this issue of remittances, do you think it's a fair assessment to say that people, those in the diaspora, shouldn't be talking about, you know, propping up the government by sending money because the money is going to the relative?
No, look, it is true that when people send money, they are not sending it to the Ministry of Finance. They are sending it to their own family. Mm-hmm. That is in the practical sense. So when I send money via Western Union or World Remit, I'm sending it to my sister or to my mother. Okay? Mm-hmm. And it is then the issues that happens there where maybe there are some taxes here and there. But it is not true as what Mr. Zokora is putting it, as if it is that when a Zimbabwean is sending money, is actually sitting down somewhere sending Tulincube some funds. That because to the ordinary person in the village there, it will sound as if that is what he's saying, but that is not true. But certainly the remittances that we are sending, whether to our families or wherever, they do have an impact in terms of the fiscus of the country. So we are indeed contributing to the fiscus. But it has to be clear that it is not as, you know, as what Mr. Zokora is saying. And again, let me just say that Mr. Zokora, you have to understand that when you talk about people in the diaspora, people in the diaspora are not members of the MDC alone. We've got so many political parties in Zimbabwe, which are more than 100 and something. So some people in the diaspora, do not mislead yourselves or others to suggest that all the people who are in the diaspora, they belong to you. We've got structures as EFF, and we work very closely with other EFF of other countries in various countries. So it is not true to suggest that every person is MDC. The last thing is that
I never said the truth. I said the majority of the people are running away from persecution and poverty in Zimbabwe, and that's a fact. I didn't say all those people are MDC.
No, it is again not a fact, because you do not have that empirical evidence to say that the majority of the millions of Zimbabweans that we have in the diaspora are running away. Some of them are out there to do business. Some of them are out there as students. Some of them, indeed, they would have, you know, went away because of a persecution of some kind. But you cannot make a sweeping statement. So what I say to you is that do not give an impression as if the people in the diaspora belong to MDC. And in any fact, MDC... Okay, I say the impression. I never say it, you say. But let me say this. MDC, how many times have you split, you guys? Last time you split MDCT, MDC Green. So the members, let me finish. The people in the diaspora, right now you've got MDC Alliance and MDCT Monzora. So your structures of MDC are very much in tatters. Let us be honest. So let us not give an impression as if you are the most organized political party in the diaspora. No. EFF is part of it. There are other political parties as well who've got members in the diaspora. So when we go to the vote, let us not give an impression as if those who are demanding the diaspora vote is just the MDC, simply because they've set up something that we say it is good. It doesn't mean that they've got the monopoly of that discussion. Let's go together to Poland. Let us go and challenge the government and put it to them that we want the diaspora vote. That one I'm willing to actually, collaborate. But the problem is that MDC is always protesting. Yeah, they are always protesting, Shem. I don't know why. They must have substance in whatever they say.
Oh, you are muted, Jonga.
Let me see. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
Yes, I'm saying you are muted. No, we wanted Mr. Tsokora back. Oh, yeah, he's here. Mr. Tsokora, you heard what Mr. Ndivali has been saying, you know, that the MDC is trying to portray itself as the most organized party in the country, but it has split into all those bits and pieces. What's your take on that?
At no time, Chris, did I give an impression that all Zimbabweans that are in the diaspora are MDC. I did not say that. And we, as the MDC Alliance, do respect the existence of other political players. And that's why you have heard President Chamisa talk about converging for change, citizens coming together. Right now, as you're seeing, President Chamisa, you know, is all over the rural areas, all over the country, meeting stakeholders. Who are these stakeholders? It is the chiefs. It is the Anasabuku. It is members of other political parties, including his own political party. We are not segregative. We take everyone. That's why we talk about the Big Ten. We are saying, Zimbabweans, let's come together under one big tent and fight what the anomalies that we are all seeing that are going on in Zimbabwe. You know, and it's unfortunate that EFF comes here. Lakaro Zama Panga Nematemo sharpening, you know, knives and spears against ZANU PF, against the MDC Alliance. You know, it's very unfortunate. We are not saying we are perfect. We
have, no, that's not true, Mr. No.
We have had our issues as a party. We have had the splits, and so as all the other revolutionary political parties, even the ANC, ZANU PF itself. All political parties at one time or another, you know, because of our issues that come up and because of our issues to do with democracy, because we are a democratic party, we allow people to air their views and we also allow people to leave when they decide to leave. You know, that cannot be attributed to the MDC Alliance. It's not particular to the MDC Alliance. But as a People's Party, we'll continue to push the people's agenda and make sure that we have the diaspora voter come 2023. That's the reason why we now have a leader, Satwayo, you know, heading our diaspora ministry. Or
thank you so much.
And when he's doing that, when leader Satwayo comes in, he is not a person for the MDC Alliance only. He is connecting all the diasporans, including EFF,
Maita Shukuru Dzokora, thank you so much. Chris Tassar, one minute, you mentioned the Ndokungava, Ndivali, one of the Sanangura, or Dautora, but you basically only me where the East Nevel.
Yeah, Mnumzana Ndivali, sesifika emaphetheleni kohlelo ngamafichane nje ungathini wena ngendaba kathi siphethe lamhlanje ikakhulu le diaspora le.
Engakutsho ukuthi abantu bakithi bagcwele emazweni amaningi akudiaspora and i-government kufuze ifake imizamo yayo yonke ukuze yenze abantu abakudiaspora benelise ukuvota. Ngoba bona abantu beZimbabwe balithanda ilizwe labo and abantu beZimbabwe baready ukuthi be-participate kuma elections and abantu beZimbabwe ayisikho ukuthi basehlangothwini oluyi-one or babelonga to a particular political party, babelonga to various political parties and ngifisa nje ukuthi engabe nje i-MDC la iya-understand ukuthi hayi nxa kuyukuthi i-government yenze into ezilungileyo mayi-recognize, nxa kwenzeka okubi mayi-criticize kodwa ayi-propose ukuthi kanti how do we go forward. Kungabi nje into ekhanya engani yona isebenzela enye interest rather than interest yelizwe.
Thank you so much. You have the 30 seconds.
Yes, I'm still right now shocked that the ambassador would come and tell people that there are $1.3 billion. You know, is almost nothing. They are sending it to their relatives. When the people get money, that money is foreign currency. That's the forex that is the government is looking for. When they get that money, where do they
thank you so much, Maitabasa, thank you so much. Chris Batashka Kwa Magumo, you want to go to the CAF,
kana ku AFCON kana ku World Cup taita extra time kana injury time asi nguva dzedu dzajikana ndoda kutenda vadare vedu vatati nawo notenda zita dzini jonga kande miri chitimurare zvakanaka vateereri
Lamiweno Chris Gande, good night Zimbabwe. Let's meet again next week, same time.